Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Is the X-Man, and here is the latest from Lonnie Hunter and Structure featuring Vanessa Bell Armstrong. This is called Days of Elijah.
Every worshiper in the house, come on, stand to your feet. Let's do this one together. Stand! Lift your voice.
Take us up.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. It's an honor to have this man of God and this gospel music mogul the house. Lonnie Hunter, welcome to Real Gospel.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Yes, and it's great having you in the studios. And it's Lonnie Hunter and Structure. So Structure, although you all are not near the microphone, can I get a shout?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. Thank you. And wow, I don't know where to begin. You do so many things, and God has blessed you. And so what I normally do is I always start like I do in ministry to that person who just got saved last night mm-hmm. or last week mm-hmm. and they've never heard of you mm-hmm. and they've never seen you on TV, they've never heard your music. Tell them who you are. Who is Lonnie Hunter, and how did Lonnie Hunter first come to know Jesus?
I came to know him just like they came to know him last night.
Yes.
And whatever they get out of this interview, I want them to understand that mm-hmm. the journey that they're on right now uh-huh. is a journey that everybody has had to go on. Now, mm-hmm. it may have different turns for them, mm-hmm. but favor is favor.
Yes.
And as long as they stay in God's will and doing mm-hmm. what God wants them to do, they're going to end up where you and I are right now and even further. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because God has no respect to person.
Yes.
So just because they got saved last night, he doesn't mm-hmm. think more of me because I've been saved for years and they got saved last night.
Amen.
He has no respect to person. So we're all in the same boat.
Amen. Where are you from originally?
Chicago.
Chi-town.
Yeah.
What, south side, north side?
South suburbs. I used to be with Lonnie Hunter and the Voices of St. Mark, mm-hmm. where the Drip Drop song and Let's Dance and all of those songs. That was my church choir.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Gotcha.
How did you first get into music? What caused you to transition from a worshiper into saying, okay, there's something that God is calling me to that's bigger than myself? And how did that happen for you?
It worked the opposite for me.
Oh.
Yeah, my mother was a gospel singer. She used to sing background for the Caravans. Albertina Walker's my godmother. So coming up under her, I was always in church.
Mm-hmm.
But she passed when I was 9.
Yeah.
And after that, I kept singing because I wanted mm-hmm. to keep her legacy alive.
Yes.
It wasn't about my relationship with God.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. as God would have it, that was the seed that was planted in me mm-hmm. for me to go after her legacy and then for him to turn that around and make it what it is today.
Amen.
Because the relationship with him came out of me wanting to do what my mother had done for me.
Amen. You know, as we fast forward to today, and I'm thinking about your song, Days of Elijah, that song is such an anointed song.
Sure, absolutely.
It takes me to a place where when I think about worship,
mm-hmm.
when I think about a relationship with God, it causes me to want more.
Sure.
And when I say more, I'm talking in terms of a person whom has come to church and they're seeking God.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about the choir. It's not about maybe the pastor or the preaching, but they're looking for that manifestation.
Sure.
And your song sort of it pulls me in that direction. And so talk to us about that song.
Well, I tell you what, Days of Elijah has a stamp on it, no matter who's singing it.
Yeah.
Because it's just like when you walk into a room and you begin to say the name Jesus repeatedly, the room changes, the atmosphere changes.
Yes.
And when we do Days of Elijah, just that vamp,
mm-hmm.
there's no God like Jehovah.
Yeah.
It speaks to everybody's it speaks to everybody's life. You know what I'm saying? It
mm-hmm.
speaks to everybody's testimony.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what your testimony is, if you've come out of it,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that you're listening to the song means you've come out of it, you say there's no God like Jehovah. And the more you say it, it begins to resonate. And you begin to look back over your own life
mm-hmm.
and see what he's brought you out of and why you think there's no God like him.
Yes.
And then corporately, that thing comes together and it takes a whole new life.
Amen. So the group Structure,
mm-hmm.
How did y'all come together? What's the story behind Structure? What's the story behind you all?
Well, what happened was when I left Chicago, I moved to Jersey
mm-hmm.
to be the minister of music at Bethany Baptist Church.
Okay.
I didn't move to continue to be an artist mm-hmm. or to be on the radio. I moved because God moved me.
Amen.
But I still wanted to do music. So maybe 3 or 4 years into me being in Jersey, I started a choir. Mm-hmm. Unbeknownst to me, it was bigger than I thought it would be.
Yes.
I held auditions, and I thought the auditions would last maybe a day. Mm-hmm. About 300 people showed up to audition over a weekend. Mm-hmm. And Ty Trippett was one of the people that helped mm-hmm. me go through it. A lot of my friends in the industry mm-hmm. kind of came and helped me audition. And mm-hmm. out of that came an actual choir of about 30, 40 people.
Yes.
And then we dwindled that down to the 9 people that we use now, 12 people that we use now. Mm-hmm.
So here with you, who are you all? What are your names?
Can
come over to the microphone. There you go. And I know that y'all are recording, streaming, so you can pass the phone, I guess. But speak into the mic.
Hello, y'all. I'm Rasheem.
Rasheem. And you are from?
I'm from Philadelphia.
Philly. Okay. And you are?
Hey, y'all. My name's Christian from South Jersey.
Okay. New Jersey's in the house.
Jersey.
Okay.
And I'm Chris Graham from Philadelphia.
Okay. 2 Phillies in the house. Okay. Okay. Excellent. Welcome to Real Gospel, everybody.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Amen. So, in writing this song, who did most of it? Did you do all the writing?
Oh, I didn't write it. Okay. This song has been around for a long time.
I mean, you didn't
time.
Revise it? You didn't add
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I rearranged it.
Okay.
Put a different track behind it. The words are all the same,
yes.
of course.
Yes.
Some of the vocals are a little bit different.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, of course, we put Vanessa Bell Armstrong on it, which takes it to another level. Mm. So it's a good look, man. It is a really good look.
She Vanessa-rized it, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, she Vanessa-rized it. What else can we expect from the forthcoming project?
Well, the second single's already done, mm-hmm. And it should be releasing around January.
Okay.
And then we're going to release the EP sometime around May when I start the next McDonald's tour.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're doing 5 to 6 songs. I'm not doing a full CD.
Gotcha.
A lot of people don't do CDs now.
Yeah.
You know, when you put 13 songs on a CD,
yeah.
at least 12 of them
yeah.
get
yeah.
lost.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I
so I wanted to dwindle that down to make it so that every song has its own life.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Who do you listen to when you're in your car, when you're on the plane, when you're just trying to be inspired? What do you play?
Nothing.
just you and God, huh?
In my car,
that's your,
I turn my radio off.
You turn it off.
Yeah.
That's your time sort of
to decompress.
Decompress.
Man. Yeah.
Well, yes.
When you're a minister of music, mm-hmm. pretty much your whole week is music. You're either listening to something
yeah.
to teach it,
yeah.
or you're listening to something to critique what you've
yeah.
done on Sunday,
yeah.
or you're getting ready for a concert. So it's
yeah.
always music, music, music. So I like to kind of get away from that.
Yeah.
If I am listening to music, it's either jazz
mm-hmm.
or something instrumental, because when you listen to music as a musician
yes.
or as a singer,
mm-hmm.
it's not like you can relax and listen to it. You're always
yeah.
critiquing what the person is doing
yeah.
or learning from
mm-hmm.
them. It's not a laid back kind
of
situation.
You want to stay as close to God as possible and allow it to be fresh on you.
Absolutely.
Without sort of drawing pieces from here and there.
Absolutely.
And we all know how it is. Oh, he took my stuff. He took my song. He took my, yeah.
Yeah.
yeah
I mean, and there are some
this.
People that I
yeah.
definitely admire.
Yeah.
I mean, Yolanda and
yeah.
Kim Burrell and Kiki Wyatt.
Yeah.
Brandy.
Yeah.
You know, those are the kind of vocalists that
yeah.
I enjoy listening to.
Yeah, yeah. So the McDonald's tour, who's going to be on that tour with you?
We are finishing it.
Okay.
We got one more city left
okay.
in L.A. next month.
Okay.
And it was myself, Donald Lawrence,
mm-hmm.
Dietrich Hatton, Todd
mm-hmm.
Delaney. Who am I missing here?
Mm-hmm.
Ricky Dillard.
Okay.
Leandria Johnson was
gotcha.
On it for a while.
Gotcha.
It was a great look. Yeah.
Gotcha. I've spoken to all of them. Let me see. Donald Lawrence, I just spoke with him about a month and a half ago.
Okay.
Yeah, Goshen. So that's his thing. What's next for you? Any movies?
Not that I know of.
Yeah. You're not there.
What's next for me pretty much is what's on the table that just happened today, actually,
mm-hmm.
With the Bounce Network.
Okay.
That I was not expecting at all.
Yeah.
But something has been, an opportunity has been afforded to me. So
come
we'll
on,
see how
come
that
on,
turns
man,
out.
Yeah, come
yeah.
on. What's come
no,
on? Breaking news.
That
come
is
on.
The breaking news.
Breaking
as
news,
much as
right?
it's going to be
on.
Broke.
Come on. Let's see. Can we speculate here? A show?
Well, yeah. Bounce TV.
Yeah.
yeah.
A show. Okay. What kind of show? Reality show?
I don't know.
music show?
I don't know.
Fix My Choir Part 2, 3?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Well, congratulations.
Thank you,
to
sir.
Them. Congratulations to them. We've got about just a few more minutes here. And I guess someone of your stature, you know, you never know where to begin, but or where, you know, I don't want to leave anything out. So is there anything that you would like to share with the listeners, something that in general that you would like to share with them, either about God, about your music, or just anything that God will put on your heart to say to the people?
One of the things, especially in an atmosphere of where we're being heard, mm-hmm. at Fisk University, yes, and all, yes. that, one of the things that I think is imperative for people, mm-hmm. to understand is you are called to be you.
Yes.
Period. Yes. And the best thing that you can ever be, mm-hmm. the best thing that you can ever do for God, mm-hmm. is to be who He made you. Mm-hmm. You know, there are a lot of replicas out, yes. here, or a lot of people who try to be somebody else. Mm-hmm. And when you walk in somebody else's anointing, mm-hmm. you don't get the favor that comes from that anointing.
Ooh,
you just
good.
Get the walk.
That's
so you
good.
Get tired of walking. But when you walk in your own anointing,
yes.
what is for you comes to you.
Amen.
And you are the only one who can do what you do just like you do it.
Amen.
Now, there are some other people who might be able to pull it off.
Yes.
But you've got the rights and the reason, because God gave it to you. You went through what you went through. You,
Amen.
Came out of what you came out of.
Mm-hmm.
And that all made you who you are today. So to forsake that to try to be somebody else,
yes.
is doing God and the kingdom a disservice.
Amen. Amen. That is excellent. And I pray that you all were blessed by that word from Lonnie Hunter, just like I was blessed by it. It encouraged me on today.
Bless
so
you.
I pray that it has encouraged someone else. Where can the listeners find out more about you and your music?
Everything for me is on Lonnie Hunter Music. Social media is all Lonnie Hunter Music. And of course, they can download the new single wherever they get their music. Spotify, mm-hmm. Google Play, any of that.
Amen.
iTunes, yeah, it's everywhere.
Amen. And structure, anything on the horizon for them as a group?
A lot. Everything that I do will include them, yeah.
Okay, breaking news. Breaking news. So, any solo projects on the way? Any solo instrumentals on the way? What's going on, fellas, ladies?
Working on a few things.
Everybody's so tight-lipped.
Yeah. Well, pretty much everybody in structure is an artist of themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Any of them can walk to the mic and do what they do.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it just makes it easier to minister when you have people behind you who understand ministry.
Yeah.
So the positioning that where they place themselves, how they look, what they say, how they sound, all of that goes into having a great kind of situation on stage.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, my brother, for joining us in the studios. The song is Days of Elijah. Brother Lonnie Hunter joining us in the studios. Please continue to support him, support his ministry, and just reach out to him on social media. If you missed this interview, remember, you can go to my website, realgospelwiththexmen.com. Check out the podcast and download it. You will be blessed, because he is a blessing to you. He is a blessing to the millions of people who follow his music ministry around the world. And so I just want to keep you encouraged as you listen to this interview and hear the words that this man of God has spoken over our lives.
Bless
Thank
you,
you, Brother Lonnie.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Structure.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.